Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.
It is with Mairead Lavery, but not in the usual way, because Mairead isn't with us in the studio today. Mairead is down in Killarney. Mairead, good afternoon.
Yes, I'm gadding about again, Sean.
And what are you doing down there?
What are we doing down there? Well, every year we hold a Women in Agriculture conference. It's 11 years we're doing it now, and we're down in Killarney in the gorgeous Europe Hotel, looking out on the lakes of Killarney, and the sun is splitting the trees, and it couldn't be nicer.
Right, okay. Now, I mean, how long has that Women in Ag conference been going on for now?
It's not been running for 11 years. There's been 11 installments of it. And we were in, although sometimes it looks like it feels like that because there's so much planning and everything. But yeah, we've a huge crowd here. We've about 630 ladies, and we're sold out well in advance. And there's everything from talks on Brexit, very strong topic this morning we had. We have Breed Corkery now, who won something like, I don't know, is it 18 All-Ireland football and camogie medals? But she also is a dairy farmer and milks 540 cows. So she's a pretty substantial dairy farmer, probably one of the most commercial in the country. And, the content varies. Noreen Murphy from Lisheen House, you know, it was a support she set up after her husband died. And we tell the stories of lots of the women involved in farming, and we bring them to the stage. And one of the interesting sections this morning, I was chairing it, and it was all about the future of women in farming. And last year at Women in Ag, there was a really noisy session and a very intense session when, you know, women were highly critical of farm organisations and boards of co-ops for the lack of women, female representation on their boards and, you know, governing bodies. In fact, the IFA had only one woman out of 53 on their executive council. And I'm delighted to say that this year that number has gone up to 6. Now, it's still tiny. It's still only 11%. But it's a huge improvement on just one woman being in the room. And so we had a number of those women there talking. And we had the results then of 1,062 people had taken part in a survey at the ploughing, and it was all about diversity in IFA, and diversity in the organisation is very much about, you know, women's involvement.
Yeah.
And they wanted to get an idea of, you know, what's the attitude towards women? Are they seen as being very positive influence on farming and very involved? And actually, the male and female answers to these questions were so similar. That's what I found quite striking. For instance, women, do they play an important part on farms? 97% of women said yes, 95% of men. Do they strongly agree that women are underrepresented in the farm organisations? 90% of women, 85% of men. Should more women be involved? 93% of women, 90% of men. So it would seem to me that the door is wide open for more female involvement. And I think it's back to that old saying, is if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And women need to be seen to be there. Mm. And then they looked at, you know, what were the barriers? What were preventing women getting involved in farm organisations? And time was, of course, the biggest one by an absolute long shot, because an awful lot of these women, they're working full-time on the farm, or they're working part-time in the farm, and they're holding down a part-time job, or they're holding down a full-time job. And so time was the biggest. But feeling not confident, lack of confidence, too self-conscious, the lack of training, they were all in the high 20s. And that was very, very interesting. So there was a wish to be involved. Lack of interest was the lowest, actually, score. It only scored 12% of people, putting that down as a reason not to get involved. But just that feeling self-conscious. And do you know, Sean, that applies whether you're going into an IFA meeting or a school board of management meeting or a local community meeting or whatever it is. It's if you make the commitment to get up off the couch, go out the front door, walk down to wherever the meeting is, or drive to or cycle to wherever the meeting is, and go in the door that first time. Probably the hardest step. And you realise then, you know, when you make that first step, whatever organisation it is, that you are welcome. They're absolutely delighted to see you come in the door, and you never know what will come out of it.
Mm. Though at the same time, you know, the way sometimes in polls people will say they'll do one thing but secretly think blank another. You know, is it the case for so many women that they go down to that organisation and they walk into a room full of men?
Yes. And I mean, one of the things IFA attempted to do was have one in four of the branch representatives female, so that at least then the people who are entitled to go to the next level of the organisation, the county executive, that, you know, there'd be 25% female. And there was an effort to do that. But, you know, it's amazing that it's become a topic in IFA, the lack of female participation. The growth in the numbers, this survey now, like one of the things that will come out of it is maybe having a look at, you know, more training of women, helping them with their confidence, you know, helping them to be feeling invited into the place. Actually, in terms of not feeling welcome into the place, only 15% of the women polled felt that that might be an issue. So it's not that they weren't welcome at all. In fact, our speakers got up and universally said they were absolutely, you know, welcomed with open arms, and they were delighted there was jobs there for them to do. So, it was a good poll in that it, you know, showed that the men and women farmers had very much the same ideas. Mm. But one of the ones that was interesting, though, as well, though, they did agree strongly that, now the one on the inheritance patterns, strongly agreed that the inheritance patterns are a barrier to women's participation in farming. Now, 31% of men thought it was a problem, 37% of women. Now, there's no doubt about it. You know, access to land and access to, you know, livestock and all of that, you know, it is generally goes to the son. And, you know, where those farmers had a succession plan in place, 72% of them had a male successor identified, 28% female. And certainly the women who brought that up this morning and who, you know, who said unless that pattern changes, the thing no longer has to be that it goes to the son or the eldest son. It goes to the best person in the farm, the person who most wants to be the farmer.
Yeah.
And one of the things that came through as well was, you know, where are the successors for the next generation of farmers? You know, they're getting a college education, they're going off and working in you know, as teachers or in marketing or sales or whatever, or other businesses. They're free at the weekends, and, you know, they don't have the constant trouble that farmers have. And so there was concern again this morning over, you know, where is the next generation? Who are they and where are they going to come from?
Yeah. Now, just before I leave you go, you just wanted to do a quick reminder, there's a farm safety conference coming up as well.
Yeah, there's a farm safety conference coming up in Carlow on Friday. 6% of the working population are farmers. 6%. And 50% of workplace deaths are farming deaths. So look at the Chagask and the Health and Safety Authority are looking at the approaches they're taking at the moment and to see what they can change. And just also this weekend, the Burren Winteridge. Listen, if any of your listeners are there wondering what are they going to do for the weekend, can you imagine in this beautiful weather on next Sunday, doing the Winteridge cattle drive. It's a high drive, bringing all the cattle from the lowlands in the Burren up to the highlands, because the limestone is lovely and warm and dry, and they're able to eat the grass up there. The water comes from calcium rich springs, and you drive those cattle up through the Burren, looking out on Galway Bay in the sunshine. Knowing that next spring, the whole place, because of what you're doing, the whole place will be covered in orchids. It's a gorgeous festival. It's on Friday, Saturday and Sunday this week with different events. And burrenwinteridge.com, www.burrenwinteridge.com is how you find out more.
Okay, good stuff.
You couldn't do anything nicer.
Mairead, thanks a million for talking to us today. Mairead Lavery there down in Killarney, and hopefully that conference will be a success as it ever is. Back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.